To learn more about the outlook for President Bush's second term, we turn to two political veterans who have worked for the last two presidents who actually won second terms. Frank Donatelli was an assistant to President Reagan for political and intergovernmental affairs. Leon Panetta was White House chief of staff under President Clinton. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
President Bush has unveiled a pretty ambitious agenda for his second term, talking about overhauling Social Security and the tax code, and that's just two big items. Any guesses on whether he'll be able to get support in Congress to get this done? Leon Panetta, let's start with you.
Well, he obviously is going to face some huge challenges because these are huge issues. And to do that, he's really going to have to reach out, it seems to me, to Democrats to be part of a compromise package. I don't think you can ideologically slam dunk an approach to Social Security. It's going to have to be done on a bipartisan basis.
Frank Donatelli?
Well, that's correct. These are big issues, and if you want to accomplish this, you're going to need to reach out for bipartisan support. I think the White House will do that. I also think, though, there's a calculation on the Democratic side as to whether or not they want to cooperate. You know, legislative accomplishments normally redound to the benefit of the party in power, and so the loyal opposition would have to ask themselves, what's in it for me? Normally, it's because they believe that the issue is popular enough that they have to cooperate. The good thing for Bush is that he's got a lot of Republicans, you know, 55 senators and a Republican House is something Reagan never had, and of course Clinton never had a Democratic Congress except for the first 2 years, so he does have an advantage there.
Let's move on to a whole question of second terms here for a moment. The last three presidents who won second terms all were faced with scandals: Watergate, Iran-Contra, and the Monica Lewinsky scandal. Is there something about a second term that almost seems to invite a certain kind of risk-taking or a sense of invulnerability? You're both nodding.
Well, it's the reality we've seen. We saw it happen. And it is dangerous because the issues catch up with you, and what happened in your first term can suddenly explode on you in the second term. And the Congress tends to be a lot more cynical about what's taking place and a lot more aggressive in dealing with those kinds of issues. And thirdly, I think there's a certain arrogance that sometimes develop when you win. When you win a national election, you sometimes feel like you can do anything and get away with it. And that catches up with presidents in their second term.
Frank Donatelli?
I don't know that presidents are more arrogant in the second term than they are in the first term. I just think that's sort of the way it works out. I think the bigger challenge in a second term is the issue of lame duck. The clock is ticking. You cannot run again. And so the challenge for any second term president is to continue to remain relevant. The way you do that is to continue to keep your popularity high so that you can continue to deal with Congress.
Is there any evidence that President Bush is thinking deeply already about his legacy as president? And I ask this because, of course, President Clinton was rather famously known to be quite absorbed in how he would be viewed by history.
I think there is, in the sense that he has said that he's willing to spend political capital that he acquired in the last campaign in order to accomplish things that he thinks are important. I don't know what he's going to say in his inaugural address, but two of the things that come back again and again in a lot of these interviews that he's giving to journalists is the spread of democracy and at home what he's called the ownership society.
I think Frank's right in terms of the broad themes. But I think probably, you know, the biggest problem that George Bush faces is that there is a gap in which he says these things about democracy, he says things about Social Security reform, but you always get the sense that he's not really leveling with the American people about the real tough challenges that confront this country. On Iraq, there's a lot of concern about whether or not he's really leveling with the American people about the cost of this war and whether or not there's a real strategy to get out of it. On Social Security reform, he's talked about private accounts, but at no time has he talked about the cost of paying for private accounts, the $1 to $2 trillion costs. And at no time has he talked about whether you have to reduce benefits or whether you have to raise revenues in order to deal with Social Security. I think the same thing's true for tax reform. At some point, he has got to level with the American people. And if he does that, he'll be successful. If he doesn't, I think he's going to have a hard time.
Leon Panetta was White House Chief of Staff under President Clinton and is now Director of the Panetta Institute for Public Policy in Monterey, California.
Thank you.
Frank Donatelli was an assistant to President Reagan for political and intergovernmental affairs and is now an attorney in Washington, D.C. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.